Hello, handsome. Easy, fella. Stop with the crazy looking around and relax. You're the only one who heard me. Stop panicking and just breathe. Yes, I'm talking to you inside my head. No, you're not crazy. And no, aliens are not walking around among you trying to snatch your bodies. I'm human, hon, just like you. Seriously, your mind is so fucking loud right now. Do me a favor, close your eyes. Just do it. Close your eyes and take a deep breath. Focus on my voice and block out the rest of the noise inside and out. There you go. Just relax. I'm not going to hurt you. Very good. I'm impressed. Hello again, handsome. Do you kiss your mother with that body mouth? You want to know who I am? Well, play along and maybe I'll tell you. Yes, play, as in a game. You see, I've seen you on this train for as long as I can remember. Hard not to notice a good-looking guy like you. Always sitting by yourself, hunched over a notebook, hardly ever looking up until you reach your stop. Even when you're stuck standing, you have that book in the crook of your arm, pen scribbling across the page, regardless if the turbulent rise that sometimes occurs. But last week you forgot a writing implement. It was almost heartbreaking watching you dig through your bag and patch your pockets. You looked so frantic and then crushed when you couldn't find one. The whole ride you just stroked the cover of your notebook and looked like an abandoned puppy. Made me curious. What could you be writing? Why was it so important? How could it have such an effect on you that you looked as if someone died if you didn't have a pen in your hand? So the next day, while you were scribbling away with your now-remembered pen, I peeked into your mind for the first time. I look at you all embarrassed. Sweetie, if anyone should be blushing, it's me. And I did. When I first heard those lines of pure, unadulterated smut pouring out of your mind onto paper. I nearly choked on my hot chocolate. You've got talent, hun. No doubt about that. The way you built the scene. How did it go? He looked up at her, his eyes wild with lust, but meek with obedience. He knew better than to look her in the eye. Not after last time. His hands strained against the glass, even as his cock strained against his cage, and his mouth fell open, the words trickling out once more. Please, mistress. And that was just the first day. Every day since, I've listened, and every day since, you've had a new story. But all of them have something in common, don't they? He is always kneeling, and she is always in charge, in command, in control. Don't look so embarrassed, sweet boy. You know what you like. That's good. Makes it easier, I think. Do you want to know what I like? Yes. What? Yes, mistress. Good boy. That is exactly what I like. I also like the thought of standing up right now, walking over to you, grabbing your throat, pulling you to your feet, shoving you down the middle of the aisle and straddling your face. And you'd like it too, wouldn't you? You can't lie to a mind reader, sweetie. Just not possible. So stop shaking your head and embrace the submissive slut you obviously want to be. Good boy. You find that headspace so quickly. Feels like slipping into a nice warm bath, doesn't it? Comfortable and soothing. Be careful how much you nod your head, cutie. That dreamy look in your eyes drawing attention. As is that tent you're pitching. Oh, I do like how that blush just races down your neck. It makes me want to leave all kinds of marks to vary up the colour. Blood red goes so well with black and blue, don't you think? Ah, darling boy, those thoughts of yours. Would you really whimper so sweetly if I did that? If I bit you, clawed you, and spanked your ass until you cried? Yeah? Would you beg me to use you as I sat on top of your hips, teasing you with my heat and wetness, but not letting you put your cock inside me? Your eyes filled up with tears as you watched me pleasure myself with toy after toy, filling my pussy up with anything but your cock, coming again and again, leaving you aching and denied. Such a good slut, hard and dripping, ready for more. And I can give you more. Do you want me to? All right, sweetheart. Relax and take a deep breath in. Very good. And exhale. Did you feel it? The soft scrape of fingernails down your chest. Feel good. Oh, that yes, mistress, just riles me up, slut cake. Makes me want to do so many things to you. Tie you up, tease you, torment you, make you come and come until you can't anymore. Fuck. Careful what you beg for, sweetheart. I might just give it to you, right here, right now, in front of all these people. I remembered where we are, did you? On a train in the middle of a commute with dozens of other people around. Still want it, slut. Still want this. My tongue on your balls. You nearly fell out of your seat. Does my tongue feel that good? Really? But it's barely touching you. Just teasing with a tip. I'm sure my breath is giving more stimulation. Tilting your head to the side like that isn't fair, slug cake. It makes me want to bite. Or choke. Or burst. And that gasp drew more than a few glances, honey. Best try to keep yourself under control. Deep breaths, baby. Feel my hand, just barely wrapped around your throat. And the other stroking through your hair with my fingers. There you go. Good boy. Just relax. Cause too much of a scene and I won't be able to make you calm. Yes, cutie, I'm going to make you come. I'm going to make you twitch and spurt and ruin your pants before you reach your stop. Sound like fun? Good boy. Best poker face now. Time to do my damnedest to make you beg out loud. Oh, fuck. And the way your eyes roll back. Do you like feeling my mouth on your cock, slut cake? Feeling my tongue flicking over the head a few times before swallowing you all the way down. Well, that's one of the perks of these talents. no gag reflex. I can take you down to the base and just stay there, like this. Maybe swallow around you a couple of times. Did your legs twitch? Are you okay, sweetheart? Oh, there you go. Just rest your head back. If you're lucky, maybe everyone will just think you're sleeping. So long as you keep your notebook in your lap, that is. And don't jump too high when I trap your nipples between my fingernails and twist. Oh, holy fuck, you almost came from that, didn't you? Darling boy, how I wish I could really get my hands on you. The marks I would give you, the bruises, the welts, the scratches. No, I suppose for now I have to be content with giving you the biggest wet spot that I can on the front of your pants. I love how you keep biting your lip. Like, if you stop, you'll just start whimpering like a puppy. Do me a favor, kitty. Give your lips a long, slow lick for me. You're not crazy, dear boy. You did, in fact, taste my pussy on your mouth. Now, I wonder which will turn you on more. The fact that you know what my pussy tastes like, or knowing that I had to taste myself many times in order to get that impression right. That's it. Keep licking your lips and begging me to fuck you. Keep calling me mistress as I swallow around your cock. Again, and start teasing your balls with my tongue. Again. What do you really want me to fuck you? To open up that slutty asshole around a strap on and pound you until you can't even see straight? Make you take every hard inch of it over and over, stretching you wide and gaping and wet. Is that what you want? Dirty boy. Too bad. I'll have to wait for another time. I don't whine like that, slut. I'm not doing it, no matter how much you whimper and beg. Now's just not the time. What it is time for is for you to come for me. And to help you do that, I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want my pussy on your lips? Or my finger in your ass. I know I said I wouldn't fuck you, but I don't think a finger or two would hurt, do you? So which do you want, sweet boy? You can't have both. Only one. Along with my mouth still bobbing up and down on your cock, that is. Alright, kitty. I'll fuck you. On one condition. You have to ask. Out loud. Even if it's just a whisper, I want to see those perfect pussy-eating lips say, please fuck me, mistress. Just once. That's all. Can you do that for me, sweetheart? Can my good boy do what he's told? Oh, good fucking boy. Very good. Now try to keep still for me. We're almost at your stop, so it's going to be hard and fast. Ready? Oh, fuck, you're going to rip that notebook in half with how hard you're gripping it. That's my cuntful custard cake. All hot and wet and tight for you. Slamming up and down on your cock, squeezing you and milking you. Yeah? Do you know how many times I had to finger myself to get it to feel that way? God, you aren't even coherent anymore. You're so deep in subspace. It's like your mind is wrapped in a blanket. So fucking hot. All right, sweet boy. Ready to come for me? Ready to spurt and gush and ruin your pants? Getting close? Good. Close your eyes, slut. Just feel me. Feel my pussy wrapped around your cock, my fingers on your nipples, my hand around your throat, my fingers locked in your hair. Feel me fucking you, taking you, ravaging you, devouring you without even laying a finger on you. Right in the middle of the fucking morning commute. Feel all of it, all of me. And come for me. Now. Such a good slut. Such a good boy. Excuse me, are you okay? You look a bit feverish and out of it. Would you like some help? Well, I'll stop now so I can walk with you a little while if you're not feeling well. Would that be okay? Yeah? Okay. Wow, your notebook looks really beat up. You must use it a lot. Do you write?